What's up, travelers? You have found the podcast that is here to explore the world. We are five travel experts hooked on our trade and ready to share our tales from around the world. You're listening to the Where We Roam podcast. Without further ado, let's roam. Hello, roamers, and welcome to this week's episode of the Where We Roam podcast. My name is John, and I am joined by, well, just three of my fellow podcasters. Hello, Dana, Corinne, and Sean.
Hello.
Good morning, John.
Hello, everybody. So Megan, yeah, we miss you, just yeah, so you know.
A little bit of a scheduling conflict this week, so Megan is out. We have a couple kids out sick with appointments, so we tried to get together the best we could. So here we are, four of us. But I'm excited about today's show because I actually really, I have a love-hate relationship with our topic today. I really love it
really?
And I hate it.
Let's see
what it is.
Yeah. So today we're going to be doing our theme park guide episode to Hollywood Studios. We're going to give you, you know, our must-dos, our favorites.
Hollywood.
I said Hollywood Studios.
I know. My cup should say Hollywood Studios, but it blurs out. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Okay. So he was using his, for those listening and not watching on YouTube, he had his Hollywood Studios mug today. No, I really love the resort or the park. The problem is that when they built it so small and so narrow, and it has the most narrow passageways, which really makes it feel more crowded of a park, even on slow days, than it actually is. And I think it's has the lowest capacity of any of the parks. So it
yeah,
definitely
probably so.
If you look at like crowd calendars and stuff, it's almost always at an 8 year round. You know,
yeah,
it's just because it's a in demand park. It has a lot of e-ticket attractions, but not a lot of those like C and D ticket attractions that are going to like pull people into them.
Right. So that's
most
that's
of those C and D would be like shows.
Shows.
So Indiana Jones, yeah. Frozen, yeah, things like that. You're right. Yeah. Not too many like
right
low level.
And they're going to bring back the aerial show soon. So that'll help, you know, alleviate.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're supposed to. They announced they're bringing it back. They're revamping it.
It's just taken so long.
It has taken so long.
I don't have the best patience.
But also, this park has had some serious identity crisis.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
You know, like it just, it cannot decide what it wants to be named or called or be all about. It's just, it feels like just mismatched things that are, to me, that are all crammed in one park, you know.
And I miss old Hollywood Studios, though.
Yeah.
I mean, MGM Studios. I miss the old.
Well, you used to have that like ride the movies thing, right?
Yes.
And then it's like
backlot tour.
Right. Yeah. And now it's more like all of our movie titles that, or, you know, or properties we couldn't shoehorn in somewhere else are here.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it feels like. Yeah.
But I mean,
I do love
it. A lot of things to love about it, though. I mean, I think it has some of the best themed lands in all of Disney World. You've got Galaxy's Edge, Toy Story Land. I mean, besides the fact that they couldn't spare a tree, you know, for some shade back there.
No shade.
No. You know what I mean? Like, they, like it's so
hot.
Freaking
it's
hot.
The hottest park of all the of all
but
four
then
parks.
Hollywood Boulevard is so well themed and, you know, it's got some fantastic rides. So speaking of which, let's dive into the guide portion of this episode and not just us ranting about what we love and hate. Random opinions being thrown at all times.
Well,
all
right. And John, this is probably the second most popular park for families coming out of Florida.
Out of Florida? What do you mean?
I mean, coming to Florida. It's so like not
Oh, I thought you
local.
Meant for Floridians.
Epcot and Magic Kingdom are probably the locals parks for Florida. But people coming to Florida.
Well, that's because
Hollywood
people do dinner. Locals do dinner.
Hollywood is Epcot, a big park for everybody else, I think.
It has the draw of Galaxy's Edge. And if you're a Star Wars fan.
And Toy Story. I think that those two things really bring people in. But what's the right way to put this? I don't know that it has, like, maybe it's like as far as attendance is the most popular or second most popular. I just think the lines are the longest because the capacity is a lot lower than Epcot.
It could be. There could be some things that go into that.
I think Epcot draws more people, but Epcot is massive and really spreads them out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
that's true.
We can look that up while we're talking. So we're going to do our must-do attractions. This is supposed to be limited to 5, and I think our group put 8 or 7 or something in there.
All the attractions, yeah.
There's a ton. There's really a lot of attractions here. This is, again, right underneath Magic Kingdom in terms of rides that you can do.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, some of these at one point I think were must do, and maybe not anymore, but let's go
John
ahead and see.
John doesn't like our list here.
He does not.
No, I love
John
this list.
John didn't contribute to the list.
I didn't contribute to the list today. Sorry. I thought we were talking about something else until like 20 minutes ago. So
Fair.
To be fair. All right. So that being said, our first one, I'll go ahead and lead off the conversation, is Tower of Terror. It's definitely a must do. It's one of my favorites. Sure. My kids hate it. They won't get on it. But aww. I think it's a lot of fun. Well, they don't like the dropping part.
Yeah,
it's Julie,
like
Julie
stomach.
Didn't. Until this last trip, and now I promise you, she rides this thing every single time. Mm.
This is one Going of those forward. Rides where I'm like, oh yeah, I love Tower of Terror. Let's go do it. And then I am on it, and I'm like, why did I get on?
Why did I get
like
on?
I have a love hate relationship with that ride. It is a must do for me, but every time I don't enjoy myself.
I love it. It's. What's so deceptive about this ride, though, is you get in line and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm almost there, because you're mm-hmm. going, you know, you're mm-hmm. going through that first, you know, room. And you're like, I'm inside. Yeah. And then you got to go in the basement and you're like zigzagging through the basement, waiting for the service elevator
room.
For another 30 minutes. Yeah. The boiler room.
Mm-hmm. You're like, 30 minutes? No.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's at least 30 minutes in the boiler room for sure. Yeah.
Not with Genie.
Even with the Genie, ooh, they feed you into there after the pre-show.
Yeah, they do, but mm-hmm. it's not a long wait there.
I think it is.
You feed in with everyone. Yeah. You just missed the beginning, washed like masses. The lobby and
but,
all that.
I mean, to be fair, it moves faster now than it did like 2 years ago when they only had one tower being operated.
That's true.
So, and the wait times have been cut in half. Yeah, Tower of Terror.
It's
moving
a must
on. Sean, what's the next one? You're going to give my favorite ride at all of Disney World. Go ahead.
Is it Rise of the Resistance? Is your favorite ride?
100% my favorite ride at all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah,
it is. Okay. It is the best ride. I mean, name a ride that's better done.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy is the top ride.
Yeah,
this is the top experience. Rise of the Resistance is.
Don't give anything away about the ride.
I'm not
for
going
those who
to.
Haven't done it. Yeah,
but it is a fully immersive experience. Mm-hmm. So from the time you start your pre-show to the time you leave the ride, it's like 15 to 18 minutes.
It's a long overall experience. And what part is a ride and what part is a pre-show? I mean, like, when does the ride start? Like, because there's multiple rides.
Pre-show is when you're with BB-8. Okay. I'll leave it at that. That's pre-show. And the rest, I think, constitutes
a ride.
Part of the experience. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. And there's multiple ride vehicles. I think it's, mm-hmm. I mean, not to give anything away, but it's really, really, really well done.
Yeah, it is. So I would agree with you on that. It's 100% a must do, whether you're paying for it. Actually, you need to be paying for this ride.
It's $25. I was looking at it last night. $25 per person.
Peak.
No,
this last two months, Sean.
This is a rope drop. This is a rope drop ride. Don't pay for it.
However, the number of times it's down in the morning.
It's like Howard's over at Universal.
I don't know how you game plan this one. We'll get to that with our rope tips, but we're going to be guessing.
Yeah.
So, okay. Next up. Same area, Corinne. What do we got in the same...
Don't make me talk about this one. I don't agree with this one.
You can jump around. You're good.
Okay. Well, no, let's go in order because I'll...
Yeah.
Okay, then go in order.
I don't care for Smuggler's Run. It's okay.
What?
I don't think
my
that this
kids
is a
love this
I
run.
Not,
oh, okay, man.
My kids love it too.
Now, granted, I have never so there's different positions that you can sit on, or like, you know, be in the position to sit on that you can be like. There's the pilot. Okay.
Jeez, Louise.
I
keep
did
going.
Not.
You got it, Corinne.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't.
This is a family show.
John, I know. I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay,
so, no, it's totally cool.
Like,
all right.
Pilot
there's
positions, and then there's I don't
different
even know what they're
jobs.
Called.
There's different
two
jobs
pilots.
Assigned.
Mm-hmm.
Two
pilots.
Engineers, which you want to be pilot. 100%.
Yeah.
You want to be pilot.
Unless you're afraid you're going to crash it.
And
which
that's me.
Who cares?
Yeah. And
that's
two engineers.
Me. I'd be
and
so
two
embarrassed.
Gunners. Yeah.
I have been on this ride where I was not the pilot. I've never been the pilot, but they
that's why
ran
you hate
us.
It.
But it made me so motion sickness because they were so bad. You know, like where Chewbacca had to come in and like save us or something like that. But I don't know. This one's this is not a must do for me, but it's okay.
Well, speaking of Chewbacca, you can go into Chewbacca mode.
There's you got to know like the right sequence.
You got to be, you gotta be with the right. You need six and your people whole crew who understand
to
do
it. Yeah, yeah.
Right. But you can also tell the cast member that you want to do Chewbacca mode, and sometimes they will help you do it.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll So here's what I'll say about this ride. There's nothing worse than getting on this ride and then like some grandma or some other person who doesn't even know what the experience is about gets assigned to pilot. And it's just like, you know, it's not going to be fun. And you just waited 45 minutes and it's going to be tanked by this old lady who's never played a video game her entire life. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow.
I just say I will let people know, I said, oh, this is so exciting.
Have you done this before? I'll ask them. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, okay, no pressure. Just don't crash
You're going to have the most fun as an engineer. You should just be careful. There to engineer.
No, well, they may not realize. Everybody's depending on you.
Yeah, they may not realize that they actually are doing something.
Piloting the Millennium Falcon.
They may think it just, oh, you just move it and it
That's why I try to put it like, you can't crash it. I let them know. And if they don't want the thing, like, let somebody else pilot it. Like,
right. Yeah.
If they don't want that pressure.
Judgy John.
It's not judgy.
Look at that look on his face is Judgy John 100%.
Now we know.
That's going to be my screen
grab. We know his tail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's right. Here we go. Moving on. All right, Dana, this next one. We have a lot of must-do attractions at this park. Which is crazy because there used to not be any attractions for a while at this park.
Yeah.
A lot was shut down. Go ahead, Dan.
So this is one of my favorites at Hollywood Studios, the Slinky Dog Dash.
And, don't disagree.
It's so smooth. It's not, you know, it's got some little, you know, the little spot in it. I don't want to give anything away. That's really fun. And it's
also often a delayed start.
It's not a secret.
Yeah. This one isn't open usually in the morning for an hour.
You think so?
I've never had that experience.
I haven't
seen it down.
It's usually
in the morning?
A rope. This is, I think,
I've
it's
seen
a
it,
rope drop.
I've
no?
seen it go down multiple times in the morning for an hour or so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. I always recommend this for a rope drop if you don't do Genie Plus for it. So
Yeah. It is a good rope drop. You're right, though.
All right.
I'll say both of my kids, the first time that they rode it, we were so excited. It's very visually appealing to kids on the outside. Mm-hmm. It's colorful, it's big, they recognize Slinky. Both of my kids almost threw fits at the end of the ride because it was so short. Like you wait for it, and then at the end of the ride, my daughter was like, "That's it! Like it's over, it's done."
We waited that long.
We waited that long. Yeah,
for this.
Well, and the only reason it's as long as it is because of the mid ride wind up.
Yeah,
where it like stops and relaunches you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would be a crazy fast roller coaster. It would be like
the theming
is really
good too. Like Tron. Just the even waiting in that line is a terrible line to wait in. But when you're in like the board games that are kind of up on the walls, and you can there's a lot of stuff to look at.
This is a great use of a Genie Plus Lightning Lane.
It is,
like a great 100%. Use.
You'll still 100%. See the queue even with Genie Plus, so you won't miss any of that.
Right. All right. Let's bring up the next one. Which has this reopened? I know that it's been closed.
It was closed in March.
Okay. Well, it's almost May. So
it's down more than it's up.
Is it? Well, no, they're supposed to be like refurbishing it. And I've been hearing rumors that it was going to be a different band, but then they said, no, it's not going to be a different band. Yeah. So we're talking about Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster, or Rock and Roller Coaster featuring Aerosmith.
Biggest
fun
indoor
roller coaster.
Biggest thrill in Hollywood.
Yeah.
For sure.
Studios. Yeah. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Thrill wise. Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, because it goes upside down and stuff. So
yeah, upside down. You have the launch. It has the best launch in all of the parks.
Yeah.
It's on the scale of Velocicoaster for me in terms of launch.
Cosmic Rewind launches backwards. It's better.
Not as fast, though.
Not as fast.
Okay. Anyway.
That's the fastest launch.
It's a great ride.
It's a lot of fun.
It offers Insider single tip. Rider.
There it is.
Yeah.
Single rider.
Mm-hmm.
That's a painfully slow single rider line, though.
It can
every
be.
Time
yeah.
every
sure.
time that I've been in it, I'm like, gosh darn it, am I waiting just
well, they
long?
Closed it off a lot. I've gone up multiple times to this ride, and they're sorry. They're like, sorry, right now. Well, not even the ride's not running. The ride's running. They just have reached their capacity of single riders or single riders. They're like, we don't need any more right now. We'll reopen it when we need more.
Yeah. And they will tell you that, like, there's potential for you to wait as a single rider as long as anybody else. Mm-hmm. It never happens, but they do throw that out there. It's in your face pretty loud and clear.
Yeah. I just don't think that ride has a lot of single seats, because a lot of times people are going adults and they're usually with someone. So you don't have the need for a single rider fill in as often on this ride as other rides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, I think this next one could technically be a hidden gem now. I think a couple of years ago, this was a main attraction. And now I think a lot of people overlook it because of everything else happening. But that would be what, Dana?
Toy Story Mania. It's one of my favorites because I'm so competitive. I can't help it. Like, I'm in it to win it. And do not get with me in my seat if you're not trying to.
Dana takes
really,
it serious.
Yeah. Sean knows.
This ride is no longer smooth, though. This ride is
smooth?
No. But I mean, it's track.
It's not a track. Is there a track? Is there a track. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't bother me. I never feel like it's herky jerky. Like I need a brace afterwards or anything.
No, but you can just it's just starting to feel it's years.
Don't say that, Sean, because now they're going to shut it down and reduce ride capacity overall at Hollywood Studios and refurbish it for 3 years.
That sometimes
needs
to happen. Go ahead, Disney.
All right.
No, it's a good ride. I love it.
This is a fun one. My whole family, it's a crowd pleaser. Everybody as young as 2 years old is going to love this ride.
Can I talk about this one?
This next one is like controversial in my household. Go ahead, man.
Really?
My family loves Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Same.
Is it worth 80 minutes, Sean?
Genie Plus.
No, it's worth a Genie Plus.
Okay.
It is not worth anything more than 45.
That's fair.
But Genie Plus this and get on that ride in 20 minutes and it's fantastic.
It's really well done. It's really well done.
It's cute. It's fun for everybody. It's not a thrill ride, but it's just, it's all in the new version of Mickey and Minnie and all the, you know, that
the new shorts that
Mickey
they have,
Mickey shorts, yeah.
Which actually are my favorite. I don't know if you guys have seen the Mickey shorts, but they are hilarious.
Yes.
So very
I have seen them.
Funny.
We keep them on repeat in the room.
That you'll see Mickey and Minnie on. It's the only Mickey and Minnie ride.
Yeah.
I love
That's true. Yep. Very cool. That's going to wrap up our must-dos. My family would argue whether or not that last one is a must-do or not. And that was because we waited 70 minutes for it once. Well, and they were like, well, this one was brand new. And they were like, "This." Matthias and Steph loved it. Jack hated it. He's like, why did we just wait that long for that lame ride?
Aw.
So, I mean, there's some truth to it. He's not wrong. Like, it's not worth 70 minutes.
Nine.
Yeah, probably.
At that age.
Boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 9-year-old boy. Surprise, surprise. Yeah.
Fair enough.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving
all right,
on
next
to...
up, a couple of hidden gems. Sean, I moved your food hidden gem down to food, but hidden gems for rides or attractions. Corinne, what do you think about this one? Tell us what it is.
The Indiana Jones stunt spectacular. I haven't seen this show my last several trips.
Okay.
But... it hasn't changed, I don't think, in years. No. I've seen it several times, but it's fun.
Are they redoing it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought I saw something about them maybe giving it a refresh. I could be wrong.
I've not seen that.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't either, but I don't know. But I think it's great. It's a nice sit down. It's a good show.
It's interactive for a few people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like it. Well, I wouldn't say it's interactive. I mean, there's like 3,000 people in the crowd. And like two people get to go up, Sean.
It's like six. So it's
really well done.
It's interactive.
It's a great show. It lasts for about 25 minutes from start to finish. But it's a good show. It's maybe a little dated, but I think it's still fun. And at the beginning, you think you're watching an Indiana Jones thing, and then you find out you're watching a stunt spectacular, like teaching you how they do all the stunts, and that's fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's really, really well done. All right. Next up, I'll talk about this one real quick. Sean, did you put this in our notes? All of Galaxy's Edge is a hidden gem. Yeah. I don't know how hidden it is, Sean.
Not very hidden.
No, so go ahead, talk explosive. About it, John.
There's just a lot of things within Galaxy's Edge that maybe people don't realize exist, whether it's, you know, all of the interactive things you can do with the data pad or the different characters that are going to be out roaming, or if you want to go and build a lightsaber at Savvy's workshop, or if you want to go into the droid depot and custom build a droid, or if you want to take your new droid and go over to the little like droid racing area. Like, there is a lot to do. There's like secrets you can do to activate the Millennium Falcon within the app that makes it do a sound. Mm-hmm. Like, there's like a little activity you can do.
The Play Disney app. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. You get the Play Disney app, and it's basically a Star Wars data pad at that point. And there's a ton of interactive things to do throughout the entire land. So there are a lot of hidden gems with in Galaxy's Edge. I just don't think Galaxy's Edge itself is hidden.
Well, but
but it's a gem, baby. Okay.
So my other big thing is I love all the characters, and Disney seems to continually be introducing new
characters, which doesn't
fit with the
storyline at all. Yeah,
not at all. They've got droids, they've got Chewbacca, they've got Rey, they've got stormtroopers patrolling.
Kylo Ren.
You can interact with, especially the stormtroopers. A lot of interaction there.
Oh yeah, they're fun.
So
very cool.
All right. Hidden gem for me on just hanging out in that area for a little bit longer than it takes you to get into the lines for.
Yeah,
the two rides.
I agree. All right. Yeah. Next up, hidden gem, Dana. What do we got? I like this one. This is like old school Hollywood Studios.
I was gonna skip that one. Can I skip
Why'd
that?
You type it in?
Skip it.
I didn't. I typed Fantasmic.
Oh, okay. Tell us about Fantasmic then. You type that in. All right, go ahead.
I love Fantasmic if I'm in the parks late. Because, I mean, sometimes you finish Hollywood Studios kind of early and you don't want to hang around for Fantasmic. But you do dinner and you come back, you know, that same day.
I think it's a great show. I think it's worth it.
Great show. I love it. You get to sit down. You're not standing, like, fighting for, like, a spot, like, for fireworks and things like that. Yeah. So, I love the music. I love everything about the show, the amphitheater that it's in. It's the same one that Beauty and the Beast is in. Or no, it's behind Beauty and the Beast back there.
Yeah.
It's behind it. But it's open air. So it's, you know, it's nice on a good night when the wind is blowing and you can see the stars. And it's just, it's a good show. And it holds
really
a lot
well
of people.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, it's not as well done as it is in Disneyland, which is yet to reopen.
I know.
But it's supposed to be coming back soon in Disneyland.
I hope it's open when I'm there in May.
Their dragon is so much better in Disneyland.
Ooh, I can't wait. Maybe it'll be open. We'll hope.
But there's more seating in Disney World because Disneyland is just on Tom Sawyer Island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then, Sean, I'm guessing you want to talk about Citizens of Hollywood as a hidden gem?
No, I put that in there.
Corinne.
Oh, well, I think that this is just a fun little thing that people don't really know that is there, but you can stop and just kind of interact with the Citizens of Hollywood. And I think they're really funny. I've mostly seen a lot of videos of them and vlogs and things like that I watch, but I think that they are so funny and it's just like an extra thing that is there that's interactive that makes the whole immersiveness. But I think they're hilarious, some of them.
I think I don't disagree. I think they're fun. Disney, whenever money seems to get tight and they do budget cuts, these are the first people to get cut, sadly.
They're
always on the cutting room floor, you know?
Yeah.
They're always like the first one's cut every single time they're doing any sort of cuts within the park.
Yeah.
That being said, the Citizens of Hollywood, the Main Street USA people, I forget what they're called.
Dapper Dans?
No, but there's like the mayor of Main Street, and then there's like the suffragette
mayor of Main Street.
So like those characters that are kind of roaming characters that are not going to like bring in a line, you know, like if Pluto or Donald were walking down Main Street or down Hollywood Boulevard. But what they do is they kind of create, just like you said, atmosphere. Their atmosphere, you know, building, and it's fun. And they're always doing something silly.
When they come out, they will get people to stop doing what they're doing, heading to another attraction to get in line, and they will get your attention for any amount of time. So that's kind of what Disney is aiming for, adding to the atmosphere, but also drawing people out of lines for just a little bit.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Guys, we've been talking for like 20-something minutes and we've not talked about food. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, gosh. All right. Let's do it.
We had too many top must-do attractions at Hollywood Studios.
Opinions. We have a lot of opinions.
Lots of opinions about Hollywood Studios. All right. Let's talk about... So when I think of this park, I do not think of like great, stellar food.
Yeah, no.
I can think of like
Pizza Rizzo.
Epcot has phenomenal. Oh, geez,
not bad
Sean.
Pizza.
Oh yes, it is.
It's not bad. They just redid it. I had it last time I was there. It was not as bad as it was.
I haven't had their new pizza.
The personal pan pizzas are a skip, but I think the larger pizzas are okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The toppings did not slide off when I held the pizza up, so it was a win.
All right, so back. I think of good food, I think of Animal Kingdom, I think of Epcot, and not Hollywood Studios or Magic Kingdom.
That
being said, I think there's a couple like standout restaurants here. So who wants to take the first one?
I've never eaten at Hollywood Brown Derby. It's on my list.
Really?
It's
so good.
It's really good.
Just me and Dana? Oh, it's real
service,
good.
I'm a quick service guy in Hollywood, honestly.
Sean's a quick service queen. He loves it.
Yeah.
Every time.
Go ahead, John. You do this one. I'll get the next one.
Yep. I don't know where that came from. All right. I really thought that's what you were going to say.
You thought that's what I was going to say?
It's something worse.
Something worse. Yeah, that's probably right.
So sorry.
Hollywood Brown Derby.
There you go.
Go ahead, Dana. Take it away.
They also have a lounge outside of the restaurant, so you can visit that lounge. Or it's not really a lounge. I guess it's like an outdoor patio type of area that has a full bar there. And you can get drinks throughout the day there. But if you can't get a reservation, but you still want to have some of the experience, you can do that. But the restaurant itself, everything I've ever had there is really good. I know they're really known for that salad.
The Cobb salad and the margarita flight.
Which I thought were good, but people have been building that up so much for me for years and years and years. When I finally got it, I thought it was good, but Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think that I'm not a huge fan of overly sweet drinks, and these were on a tad on the sweet side, but I could see somebody who is fine with sweet drinks
and diabetes
and the beaties who likes it, right?
But the ambiance of the restaurant is really, really good. Like it's the everything to look at on the walls, the decor. I mean, it is, you know, it's a little
dated,
but
the main thoroughfare is where as well. Like it's, if you do get the outside seating, like you can see the Chinese theater, and just that main space as well.
Cause it's kind of tucked away just a little bit.
Yeah.
The inside of it, there's a lot to see in there in the dining room itself, but, everything I've ever had there has been delicious. Yeah. I mean, it was my number one option before this other.
And if you can't get a reservation, you can always do a walk up for the outdoor lounge.
Yeah. Which is not a big space, but, you know, it's still.
And you have to walk up and get on the list when they open the list.
Right. And I think Corinne brought this up in our last podcast, was Disney has now added wait times on the fly to these restaurants, which is so nice to be able to see that inside the app if you're not coming in with a reservation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So really
this is
nice.
Not one that's typically going to be available for walk up. Usually. I feel like this usually sells out because it's really one of the only good restaurants there.
Yeah.
So, well, now there's a new one. Corinne, tell us about it.
Just
talked about it last trip.
Yeah. Dana, where is this one too? This is Round of Rodeo Barbecue. It's in Toy Story Land. It just opened maybe about a year ago, maybe a little more than that. But I think it's really well themed. I've eaten there twice and enjoyed it both experiences.
Twice already?
I've had twice too. Yeah.
Yeah. I was there once with just Lisa and then once with my kids and
the family.
My husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the family. I think it's really well themed. I'm a big Toy Story fan. It's probably my favorite Disney movie, so it's extremely immersive. I think the waiters and waitresses do a really great job. They have the whole interactive. If you hear Andy's coming and you hear Andy's voice, everyone in the whole restaurant is supposed to freeze. which is really fun. Mm-hmm. Also, they give the kids like those little wooden stick horses, you know, to gallop to the table with this. with the horse.
And your boy.
Yeah, my sweet little boy didn't know how to gallop, but that's okay. But I think the food's great. The it's all like family style barbecue, obviously, and the sides are fantastic. The sun is blinding my eyes. But I think it's great. I love it.
It also don't recommend going by yourself, because I did that the very first time.
It's too much
they
food.
They literally bring everything. Well, they've redone the menu now and condensed it down, but I was like, I don't want all of this. Like, it's just me. And they're like, oh no, we compost it, because I didn't want to waste it or anything like that. But do not recommend going by yourself if you're going alone. Okay. You need friends with you to help eat some of the food, because it's a lot of food.
Fair enough. Yeah. And then, all right. Let's move on to what we think are overrated restaurants. I'll lead off on this one. It's Hollywood and Vine.
Say the real name.
Hollywood and Slime. It's just not good food. They know that they're getting people there with the characters, and it's kind of suffers from the Chef Mickey, you know,
it's worse.
Sort of situation. But Corinne, we can't see you anymore.
Hold on.
Go ahead and close your blinds for everybody watching on YouTube if you can.
It's coming from the top window like that. I don't have a curtain for. So it's like, I literally can't hear anything. I'm so sorry.
This episode is the most real one that we've ever had.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
We fall apart when Megan is not here.
I know, for real. Anyway, Hollywood and Vine, not great.
No.
I have a question. I have a controversial one. That I don't like the food here, but I think the ambiance is kind of cool.
I like that.
What do you
that.
Guys think about, what do you think about Sci-Fi?
Oh, I love Sci-Fi.
Oh, I love
the food?
Oh, no.
Really?
It's okay. I mean, I eat it.
It's a fun vibe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just can't see the food. It's so dark
in
there.
Maybe you don't need to.
Yeah.
Perfect,
and it's fun. Corinne is like, I don't know what's happening with Corinne today. So
hard.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna sit back. I got sunburn on my forehead because that sun is beaming through just on my forehead.
It's like Toy Story when they held the magnifying glass and Woody had a little hole in his head.
Can you point the camera towards you a little bit? Because on the shorts, it's going to be.
Oh, there we go. How's that?
There you go. Hi, Corinne. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Okay, we're recording at a different time today, so the sun in my window is not. Normally.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Struggling.
So,
sorry.
Live and you learn.
Sci-fi. Right,
So
was good.
Yeah, your day on sci-fi. I think
like
it's okay.
Sci-fi. I like
it's a,
it.
It's
like
a fun
it.
Experience. Mm-hmm. If you can't get into one of the other top restaurants, what do you guys think about the one where they yell at you the whole time?
Oh,
they
I
haven't
don't
been
like
doing
it.
That as much.
Really? What is that called?
50s prime time.
Yeah,
they used to be like eating at your nasty aunt's house.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But there's some restaurants, you know, in general that are like that, not just at Disney World, but the waiters are
in
very
Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They
and
yell
I'm
at you.
I'm just not a fan. I'm like, just leave me alone.
I'm giving
don't
you my money. Be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But
they're
some people are
bad,
all about
though.
It.
They no, weren't never that like aggressive. They're just like, put your napkin in your lap. It's more manners than berating
well,
you.
My mother-in-law spilled her water. By accident.
Did they throw a towel at her and make her clean it up?
They like she got pretty reamed for it. So.
Oh, no.
Well, she should have done
awkward.
That. She had it coming.
She was so embarrassed. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. Let's move. Any other overrated restaurants in your opinion? I've never really eaten at Mama Della's or Mama Melrose, whatever that's called.
No, but a lot Mama of people Melrose. Want that
like
place.
It.
Like I've had a lot of people who we eat it every time and really? They like it. So,
yeah.
I don't like spending that much money on Italian
Hollywood
food.
Is a little skimpy in terms of food. Let's just
there's a
what
lot
it is.
Of restaurants. It's just, are they great?
You don't
it's
go hungry.
It's more of a quick service snack type
it's
of
a quick right, service
speaking of that, let's talk about best quick service.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
First one up, I don't know that this is the best quick service. I think it's great if you're a snacker like Dana. It's not great for getting full meals. So what do you think?
I think so.
We're talking about Woody's lunchbox. They have like one or two meals though. It's not like a full quick service menu.
Sure, no, but I mean, it's
you
a
can
snack.
Drink your meal as
you
well.
Can get your, you can get your, you can get your tachos, your tots.
Do they the have tachos. Tachos there? Yes, that is mm-hmm. the tacho yeah. location. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
and tacho tachos. Is exactly what it sounds like.
Yes.
It's tater tot nachos.
You tried those yeah. last time, right, Sean?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Very good.
So, mm-hmm. and we'll come, and they also have some other snack food there. We'll talk about the snacks Pop-Tart. In a minute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But besides that, I don't know. There's not, it's difficult. Like, you can't serve an entire, not everybody's getting a full meal there.
Right.
No.
Necessarily.
Right. The seating is lacking, too.
And it's very hot lacking. As,
you know what, outside sitting with like, there's like three umbrellas for the whole area. Mm-hmm. There's more, but I'm exaggerating. The next one, I added this one because I really like this and I feel like it's overlooked a lot. I like Docking Bay 7 a lot. We at home eat a lot of rice bowls and stuff like that, and they have a really good spicy chicken with rice and vegetables. Big fan of that. So that being said, your family's got to be into that style of food to enjoy Docking Bay 7. It's not like your normal burgers and french fries location.
Mm-hmm. Can I do the next one? Because it's my favorite.
It's my favorite.
Talk about your meat wraps, Sean.
Ronto Roasters. It is in Galaxy's Edge. It doesn't look like a place that you'd be interested in stopping by.
No, it doesn't.
But their specialty little wrap, it's a
Ronto
sausage.
The Ronto wrap.
It's a sausage, but it's got
it's a Ronto.
Yes, but it's in like a in a pita. And then it's got like slaw on top and
I may have
sauce.
To try one this trip. I've never actually
it is
one.
So good. Do not.
They're so good.
Just, is it breakfast? Just stop by and get it.
No.
It's lunch. Lunch dinner. It's lunch to dinner snack.
I'd eat it for breakfast though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd eat it all day long.
All right.
Like it. It's good.
There's a handful of others. I like ABC Commissary as if you just need a good food court. I feel like there's plenty
of
options there.
Margarita something for everybody. As well. Yeah. They got a very good margarita. Margarita.
Ooh. And an honorable mention on quick service, if you're really into beer, you can go to, what's it called, Tap House.
I put it on the next list. It's the Baseline. Snack. Baseline Tap, Tap House. House. Yeah, I put it on the snacks because they have the charcuterie board. They have the big
pretzel.
Or
the pretzel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good spot. And that's a great spot if, like, you have older kids and they want to go over and ride a ride real quick.
Muppets.
You know, or I would say Muppets, or if they want to go on Star Tours and you just don't want to get on another simulator that day.
Yeah.
You sit down, get yourself a margarita or a beer. No margaritas, just beer, right?
No, just beer.
Mm-hmm. Just beer. Get yourself a beer and a pretzel or charcuterie and let the bigger kids go do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, move on real quick to snacks. This is one. Corinne, talk about this because I didn't know this existed. In Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, the like Jack Nom Nom cookie is really good. I think the last time I had it, it was a little bit chilly. I was there in January and it was raining and it's a big warm cookie. I love it.
I had it in March and it was a little over baked for me this time. I've had it in Cali and it was better in Cali.
Yeah, it's good in Cali.
I think it was just a bad
day. I would agree with that. Yeah.
It's okay.
Better in California.
I need that warm ooey gooey. You know, like my wife makes.
Yeah.
Fresh out the oven. Best chocolate chip cookies. Fresh out the oven.
The next up on our list is going to be I guess it's called the lunchbox tart, but I always call it the Pop-Tart.
It's a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
It's a homemade Pop-Tart.
It's real good.
It's pretty good.
It's not as good as the ooey gooey nom nom cookie.
Warm cookie.
All right.
Can't with y'all today. I cannot.
Sorry.
All right. We already talked about the Ronto wrap. We've talked about the tachos, which are also good. Someone talk about this cocktail. I don't know about this cocktail.
The Tune In Lounge. Yeah. Yep. It's right by 50s Prime Time.
Dana and me had it in November.
Mm-hmm. They have seasonal cocktails there as well. So at Christmas, they'll have like a special one, different old fashioned type drinks. But on the standard menu all the time is a peanut butter and jelly cocktail. And it's made with Screwball peanut butter whiskey. And it's delicious. It's the same. It's the same bar that's connected to 50s Primetime restaurant. So you kind of enter in through like the side door, but they share the same waiting area. Lobby area. But it's a nice little tucked away bar. They have some other ones like Dad's Lemonade. They have a lot of like really themed cocktails there that kind of go with the 50s vibe, and their specialty seasonal cocktails that they bring out. But they have some that light up. They've got light up cubes. They do some fun drinks in there. I think it's called Dad's Electric Lemonade. But the best one there that I've ever had is the peanut butter and jelly cocktail.
Is it overly sweet?
Yeah. No.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Dana, is that the same as the grown-up PB&J at Roundup Rodeo?
I think it's we were just talking about that. Yeah.
Because I like that. And yeah. I don't like
And that's with the screwball peanut butter whiskey, which is really good.
Yeah, and I'll double check and make sure that one has the screwball in it. I know the one at Woody's Roundup does have the screwball whiskey in it. But I'll double check the tune in and see if they make it the same way.
Okay.
Screwball peanut butter whiskey. Yeah.
Oh. Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. This next one is controversial. And I think when we talk about this, I think that this is an example of Disney trying to make fetch happen.
Can't just make fetch happen. Reference.
Well, Disney can. They'll do it.
I like it.
So they have the blue and the green milk in Galaxy's
Edge.
Blue
is the best. Yes.
And one of them is like passion fruit and the other is like something else, blueberries or something. I don't know.
The blue is good and you can add rum to it.
No, for sure. And it's like, it looks like milk, but it's like, tastes like artificial fruit flavors.
No.
And it's creamy.
Wrong.
Creamy, artificial fruit flavor milk.
I can't get past that it's called milk. I'm not a milk drinker. I don't like
alcohols
milk.
Alcohols in my dairy.
It's not actually milk.
I just don't like the fact that it's called milk.
No, you can, but I'm saying I don't think it's actually like a dairy milk base.
Oh, I actually do think it's dairy free, but anyway.
Yeah, so you're not mixing it with milk. Would you not drink eggnog?
Here you go.
Did you pull up the recipe?
Here's how they describe it.
Pull that back. I do enjoy eggnog.
Yeah.
Blue is infused with flavors of dragon fruit, pineapple, lime, and watermelon, while green contains mandarin, orange, passion fruit, grapefruit, and orange blossom. Gross. None of these, as far as I know, have any of those fruits in them.
The blue is good.
There are no, what's the word? Oh, they're actually a blend of coconut and rice milk. So if you like rice milk and coconut milk.
Who doesn't love coconut?
It's like a smoothie. It's a weird thing. They were trying to make a butterbeer thing for their park.
I'm just telling you. We get them every time. They're delicious.
I always get one because it's an excuse to get something that's like a grown-up drink. But
I
always end up regretting it.
Mm. Oh, no. No, it's
delicious.
Moving
on.
All right, next up, ogas.
Delicious.
I love ogas. Who loves ogas?
I wrote ogas on there because I love it.
I think it's fun. It's a great place to get fun. Although I don't
know
if the food is great.
Reservation.
No. Always need a reservation.
Always get a reservation. But I have walked up multiple times without a reservation and got in.
So always get it, but you don't need it.
How do I say this with love? Their charcuterie board is crap.
Yeah, the snacks aren't great.
The snacks are not.
Like they did we got a charcuterie board once and it literally had pulled string cheese.
Yeah.
Like it was string cheese that they had pre-pulled the strings for you. And we're like,
I think they leave it cut up. I think they cut it in half now. I don't think they pull it anymore. I didn't have it.
We were just
pre-pulled string cheese.
Yeah, as like part of the charcuterie board.
Didn't it have pork rinds on it? Or am I thinking the...
Yeah, no, I think it does. Some sort of like deep fried pork rind thing.
Pork rinds don't make a charcuterie board.
No.
No.
Their snack is just fine. They were trying to make it look like it could be from another planet, but be familiar foods.
Yeah.
You know?
In a pinch, it's okay. I mean, I wouldn't order it again, but it is a standing room table. I mean, if you're lucky to get a seat.
Booths,
I've had a whole booth to our party before, which is awesome. So if you have a big party, I have like, for example, for my next trip, I have a party of 8. Mm-hmm. So when I check in, I am going to go ahead and let them know I would like a booth if they can accommodate. And they might.
Yeah.
All right. So now that we've talked food, snacks, all that, we're going to go ahead and move into our 1-minute strategy guide for this park. We're going to do just one this time. We're going to assume that money is no object. So we're going to say we can do an individual lightning lane, even if it's $25. And we're also going to be spending the $21 per person or whatever it's going to actually be on your day for Genie Plus. Okay. Because I think this park you really need to do that if you want to maximize your day.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
But that's my thought. All right. So are we ready to go? 7 a.m. in the morning. What? Let's start that again. 1 minute Hollywood Studios strategy. Let's do that again. 1 minute Hollywood Studio strategy. Go. What are we going to be booking at 7 a.m. for our Genie Plus? Slinky Dog. Rise of the Resistance. Individual Lightning.
Individual.
Yep.
What are we rope dropping?
Tower of Terror.
Yeah, ooh. Or Aerosmith. Either of those. Same direction. Over there.
Not Mickey and Minnie's?
No, because I think you can get a Genie Plus for it later.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right. So Tower of Terror. You probably do Tower of Terror and cut over, get in
ideally.
Line for
that's,
Rock
yeah.
and
that's
Roller
the
Coaster
move
right
there.
After.
That's perfection if you can make it work.
Yeah, if you can get through Tower of Terror in less than 30 minutes and get over to Rock and Roller Coaster, you may be set. All right. I could see that instead of doing the Galaxy's Edge side of things in the morning.
I think you also time your Millennium Falcon around your individual Lightning Lane return time.
Okay. What are we eating what are we eating for lunch?
I'm Ronto Roasters. Tachos. Oh, yeah. I'll try Ronto Roasters. I'll do Ronto Roasters.
That's good.
I'm
good with that.
Okay. I'm going to do Docking Bay 7. We'll be close to each
other.
It's
right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, what is our snack of the day?
Tachos.
Cocktail.
I'm going to say the Pop-Tart for me. And then lastly, what are we doing for dinner? Are we doing Roundup or are we doing...
Roundup. I like Derby.
Roundup or Derby. Either way. And then you're going to end the day with a showing of...
Phantasmic.
That'd be a fun day.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So that's a one-minute strategy. We did it pretty close to a minute. Good job, everybody. Well, that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this very long episode of the Where We Roam podcast. I would like to thank my fellow travelers on this journey that we've taken today together, talking about Hollywood Studios. It's been a vibe. So thank you.
Sure has.
All right. Sure. That being said, we miss you, Megan. You are our anchor. Please come back.
Clearly.
Come back. We need you. Come back, Megan.
And that being said, if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, we would appreciate a like and subscribe wherever you find your podcast, or a 5-star review will help other people with similar interests find the show as well. Lastly, if you're listening over or watching on YouTube, we thank you so much. We would also appreciate a like and subscribe or a share so other people will find the show on YouTube as we're growing this new medium. And that being said, if you'd like to connect with us, let us know what a crazy show this was and how we messed it all up, or how you disagree with all of our opinions, or Corinne's sunburn on her forehead today. Please go ahead and you can connect with us on Facebook by doing a search for the Where We Roam podcast. And once again, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.